6 guilty of attacks including torching prison staff cars in Edinburgh and Lothians, date modified colon 2025-07-01T18:48:45.588Z, description colon the gang left one man in a coma and almost severed another victim's hand in a series of violent attacks, comma dot. 6 guilty of attacks including torching prison staff cars, 1 hour ago, save, Police Scotland, left to right, Ryan McGovern, John Murray and Dale Bald were convicted for their part in the series of attacks in Edinburgh and the Lothians. 6 men have been found guilty of a series of suspected gangland attacks including setting the cars of prison officers on fire outside a jail. Michael Heaps, John Murray, Lee Ridgway, Dale Bald, Damien Mullen, and Ryan McGovern targeted a number of victims in and around Edinburgh between late 2022 and early 2023. One attack left a man with his hand hanging off, while another saw a victim left in intensive care in a coma. They were found guilty of numerous offences including attempted murder, willful fire raising and attempting to pervert the course of justice after a trial at the High Court in Glasgow. The men will be sentenced next month. The charges had been said to have had a connection with serious organized crime, but this aggravation was deleted by prosecutors at the end of the evidence. The judge, Lord Mulholland, however, said the men had been found guilty of out-of-control gangsterism. Machete attack. Their first victim was attacked in Bilston, Midlothian in December 2022 when a gang attacked his car and smashed it up with bladed weapons. He told a 999 call they had tried to chop him up. Another man was targeted by a machete-wielding assailant near his home in Edinburgh's Pyleton area on January 5, 2023. He said he attempted to fend off the attacker after he pulled up in a car and began striking him with the weapon. His hand was almost completely severed in the attack, after which he was rushed to hospital and spent 12 hours in surgery. The man said he thought he was dying on the doorstep. 6 cars belonging to staff at HMP Addie Ewell were set on fire in January 2023. Another man was targeted in a high-speed chase between Edinburgh and Dalkeith. He was forced off the road and his car smashed into a wall. The man was left with a large gaping wound to his arm after he was struck with machetes. He also needed a number of operations, has been left scarred for life and remains physically affected by the incident. On January 7, 2023, 6 cars belonging to staff at HMP Addie Ewell in West Lothian were set on fire late at night. Later that month, another of the gang's victims was ambushed by masked attackers in the Ferny Hill area of Edinburgh. His injuries were so severe he ended up in intensive care in a coma. Sinister crimes. The court heard all 6 men had lengthy criminal pasts. They were caught thanks to CCTV and forensic evidence, as well as a handwritten note branding a potential witness a grass. McGovern, 33, fled Scotland via Campbelltown in Argyll and Bute and onto Dublin. He went on travel to the Netherlands before going to Cambodia, Vietnam, Thailand, and the United Arab Emirates before being caught and extradited back to Scotland. He was cleared of attempted murder, but was found guilty along with Heaps, Ridgway, and Mullen of being involved in the blazes at Addie Ewell. Heaps, 34, was convicted of 8 charges including 3 attempted murders. Ridgway, 32, was involved in 3 of the attempted murders and was convicted of 8 charges. Jurors found Bald, 33, was involved in 2 of those attacks and Mullen, 26, one of them. Murray, 25, was convicted of 5 charges, including 2 attempted murders. Lord Mulholland told the men to expect a lengthy prison term when they return for sentence at the High Court in Glasgow next month. Lord Mulholland told them, "You have been convicted, to varying degrees, of a number of serious charges which can only be described as out-of-control gangsterism. This was attacking a number of people with machetes to the extent one nearly had his hand chopped off. You also travelled to HMP Addie Ewell where you set fire to 6 prison officers' cars, a sinister crime against the very people tasked with executing the orders of the court." He added, "This was clearly intended to intimidate and send a message to those that worked at the prison." Detsupt Paul Granger said the level of violence in the attacks was completely unacceptable. He added, "Although these were all targeted attacks, those involved showed absolutely no regard for the communities affected. These incidents could have had much more serious consequences, and I want to make it clear this behavior will not be tolerated. Edinburgh Attie Ewell Bilston.